Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A national TV journalist referred to Noah and the flood as a fairy tale. That's the headline. Dr. Randall Price comes to refute that statement.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Chuck Todd, who leads up the Meet the Press program on the NBC network, alluded to a letter, and it referred to Noah and the flood as a fairy tale. What biblical evidence do we have, and why would you say that is wrong?
When it comes to simply the genealogical record, the Bible tells us that when you look at human populations, about 6,000 years ago, we had the first population through Adam and Eve. About 4,500 years ago, we realized there was a sort of a bottleneck genetically because after the great flood, you had the reduction of the human race down to just 8 people. And it starts again with them. The important thing of this is that when you're looking at this, you get a much more accurate and much more complete look at the genetic record. When we have studies scientifically that put us in a time frame, and the Bible says in that same time frame, the only way to account for this is the restart of humanity after the great flood. But then you go to things like the flood accounts that exist. All of these ancient accounts are very interestingly parallel to the Bible, but they predate the Bible. They have some elements in them which deal with the shape of the ark or the duration of the flood, or in every case, the fact that it's a global event. And if a worldwide flood never happened, why are there so many stories about it? So you compare that to the Bible, which is probably the latest of the accounts, and you find a very straightforward historical account with details that are accurate. You can go out and build the ark. In fact, they did that over in Ohio. So the Bible could not have borrowed its material from that. So something happened. The whole of the Old Testament cites the flood. The New Testament, Jesus, the apostles, all cite the flood. So it's either the whole Bible or it's no Bible come to the flood account.
Dr. Randall Price, with his input on whether the biblical account of Noah and the flood is a fairy tale. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Biblical history is often challenged by so-called intellectuals as to its authenticity. Chuck Todd stated on Meet the Press this last weekend does not stand up to worldwide historic accounts. Dr. Price's response to Todd is based upon truth, not a myth. Jesus Christ confirmed the biblical account of Noah and the flood. That's Matthew chapter 24 and verse 37. In fact, the Bible is filled with such historic accounts. This report also confirms prophetic truth in the future. Jesus said, "As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of his coming back to the earth." And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...